Advantage Defense Solutions, a call at 970-578-9821.
Greetings. Welcome. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez. The first full week of programming for The Present Truth, Monday through Thursday, 2 to 3. And, you know, America has been ruled by powerful families going back to the beginning, but really let's go back to about the last 140, maybe 50 years, right after the Civil War, the time of the Rockefeller family, these railroad tycoons, and they set a pattern in American government that is in the government, and the pattern is now in full bloom in the American government presently. And with all the agencies that are ruled by basically the whole country, the agencies, corporations, they all work together. With these families, they really began to come into power back about 1900. And one reason they were empowered more so than initially is because they were funded by European money. The Rockefellers, they had ideas, not their own, but they were funded by interests out of, I believe, France and England, and with agendas. Then about 1900, 1902, there was a plan by the British. Now, I'm going to mention something. America, I believe, is in the Bible. It's Revelation chapter 18. It's called the Great Babylon. In chapter 17 of Revelation, it's called the Great Whore, the Harlot. And the great horror of Revelation 17 and the great Babylon the Great of Revelation chapter 18 has a mother. And the mother is England. And like mother and daughter, they live on two separate shores. The mother, England, lives naturally in Europe on in the British Isle, the land of Britain, I guess, or England. Then the daughter jumped the ocean. Here we are in the United States of America. But America wanted to break ties with the mother initially in the Revolutionary War and thereafter. We wanted to, the true patriots of America wanted to break ties with the mother, and she is a mother, trust me. But immediately, once we did have our revolution, once we did have that attempted separation, the mother got to work. And the mother, with her tentacles that reach across the ocean, made sure that there were these operatives in the United States government, going all the way back to 1600s, 1700s, 1776, beyond, to make sure that America would never have a complete break from the control of dear old mom. And to this very day, dear old mom does still control much in the United States of America. In the 1800s, the English coming to the United States would tell the American people, well, you know, the Queen is really your leader. Yes, you have a president, but it's really the Queen. It's the Queen and King of England. We never broke ties. Well, what does that have to do with today? Well, Jimmy Carter, all the last presidents going back to Jimmy Carter were working for the British in one way or the other, even prior to that. Back to Kennedy. Kennedy, I think President Kennedy realized the control. He, of all people, probably recognized the control of the British. His father was a Pilgrim Society member. And I told the story before that when Robert Kennedy, John Kennedy, the Kennedy family would get together with Joseph for dinner, Joseph would make sure that at dinner they all attended. They had to be, every time they got together for dinner, Joe basically had a message, and he would just continually bring that same message to his children. And part of his message was, I believe, that England really was the ruler of the world. The United States was not free. And that as a Pilgrims member, Pilgrim Society member, the members of the Pilgrim Society, their plan was always to push American dependency on the mother. And she was a mother, all right, to always push the thought that America, we still are, in a sense, we belong to Britain, we are still England, but just on a different shore. And a lot of movies that you'd see back in the, like one I watched recently, A Man Called Horse, true story of a guy by the name of John Morgan. Very interesting story, and even while he was here with the natives and the Indians, he was pushing England. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Brett King, Glass Doctor of Greeley, Colorado. 970-616-3100. We take care of all of your home, auto, and business glass needs. Home glass repair, shower doors, mirrors, storefronts, window replacement. Come find us at 6310 West 10th Street in Greeley, Colorado. And don't forget your auto glass and heavy equipment. Again, Brett King, Glass Doctor of Greeley, 970-616-3100.
Hello, I'm Jessica Autry with the TC Group. 970-396-2404, your Colorado native realtor with 10 years real estate and property management experience. Whether you are looking to buy, sell, rent, or list your rental, I can help. Just call me at 970-396-2404 or email me at jessellenrealestate@gmail.com.
Hi, this is Brett King, Wynn Home Inspection Services, 970-238-8333. Taking care of all of your home inspection services if you're buying, selling, or have already bought a house and need a home inspection. Your one-stop solution for all of your home inspection needs, whether you're a homeowner, a buying agent, selling agent, or a mortgage broker. Please call us. Brett King, Wynn Home Inspection Services, 970-238-8333. Or visit our website at johnstown.wini.com.
What's up, guys? Bucky Dillon here, and I'm genuinely concerned about the state of affairs here at KHNC. It seems as though Jason has completely bought in to this entire flat earth thing. I don't know. Make up your own minds, but you gotta tune in starting September 7th
at 3 o'clock
to a series of shows that he calls The Lost History of Flat Earth on Faking the Truth. Again, that's starting September 7th. Don't miss it.
The Lost History of Flat Earth.
And let's keep praying for Jason.
Okay, continuing with this little interesting story, if you understand our government today, to a great degree, is still controlled by England. The world is, to a great degree, still controlled by England, using the United States of America's military. England uses our military for their objectives. Our military now and the Atlantic Treaty that Joe Biden signed once again and empowered with Boris Johnson in the EU, now the European nations are the American military of Western and Central, to some point degree, Eastern Europe also. And we have to have a military there to stop China's advancement to the West into Central Asia. Also, in Afghanistan, I think it was today or yesterday, Russia made a declaration that the United States should not plan to move military forces into the Stan nations, Kyrgyzstan. I can't think of these stands. They're hard. Kyrgyzstan, Uzbekistan, all these nations. Why would Russia tell the United States don't think about expanding your armies into that region, south of Russia, north of Iran? Because that's the objective, and has been the objective of the United States, to invade and to control Central Asia, because that is another great vast area of resources right around the Caspian Sea. So now coming back to England, Joe Biden, this administration, is furthering English plans, and I'm trying to think of how I would explain this. Joe Kennedy, as a pilgrim, the pilgrims in England, the pilgrims jumped into America, that society, in 1903, about a year after it was started in England. The purpose was to control initially all of the media. They intended to control the media, and they had a conference in 1909, and in that conference, I forgot the name of the Imperial Conference, they did control all of the media, and RCA, radio was just invented. They decided they needed to control not just print, but what was going out over the airwaves, and eventually in the 30s or 20s, when they were developing television, they needed to control the content that would go over through television. They have done it. They control the American media. They're controlling everything that is being presented to the American people concerning the COVID virus, the vaccinations, the lockdowns, and the reason for the lockdowns. They are controlling the narrative that is demonizing the people that will not take vaccinations. They're controlling everything that has happened. that is happening, that will happen. Now, we've been ruled by these families. We had these dynasties. You have the Rockefeller dynasty. The Rockefellers, for the most part, are dead, but they're still ruling from the grave through the Rockefeller foundations. They're still ruling from the grave through the Clinton Foundation, because Bill and Hillary are Rockefeller grandchildren. And it may be that Hillary is a direct daughter of Nelson Rockefeller. Still to this day, no one really knows who Hillary Clinton's real mother is. America is still ruled by the Rockefeller family, by the Gates, the old Gates families, the J.P. Morgan, Carnegie, the wealth at that time. Carnegie was used by Cecil Rhodes, working together to take over the media in the United States of America. The Carnegie Foundation was, you know, a foundation. You know, these foundations, there's nothing, everything about these foundations, honestly, is sinister. There's nothing really good, for the most part, about these foundations. You know, you may think that the Salvation Army is some noble foundation that is helping people internationally. You're completely wrong. The YMCA, the Young Men's Christian Youth Organization, was something noble invented by Boris Johnson's great-grandfather and his present wife. I forgot her name. Her family lineage goes back to those people that were involved and helped start the YMCA. You know, the YMCA, they mocked the American people with this group that came out. The what was the name of the group? The something boys that sang the song YMCA? They were mocking the people of the world who don't know that the YMCA was basically used for pedophiles. It was a group getting young men into these bathhouses. They were pedophiles. They were homosexuals. Well, I got to slow down here. I'm getting too excited. Okay, I'll just keep going. Anyhow, with the people that ruled this country, they had to control media. Yes, you can use the military, but you have to control media. Then, after World War II, the American equivalent of the CIA was the OSS. I forgot the meaning of it, but it switched over to the CIA. Well, I have to say that was the beginning of the taking over, a Gestapo takeover of America's intelligence, international intelligence community. And the CIA presently, from what I've been studying, definitely has now become a part of the intelligence community that is filled with people who think exactly like the SS and the propaganda administration of Nazi Germany. And it is basically the CIA of our country that really is giving direction to CNN, CNNBC, MSNBC, and it was just recently brought out that many of the people that are working for the big media of this country, they're admitting that behind the scenes there is CIA involvement watching and listening and giving direction to what is to be presented to the American people. Okay, so you have a group of people that have controlled this country, and now they feel that it is time to go forward with their big, great plan. They could not go forward with this great plan while Donald Trump was the president of this country. He interfered. I gave this audience an example over a year ago, almost a year and a half ago. that Donald Trump, there was a hurricane that began to build in this country that started with Jimmy Carter. And with Jimmy Carter, the winds started to stir. Once Ronald Reagan became president, the winds increased in velocity. Then, when George Bush Jr. took over as president, being ex-CIA, he ran the Reagan administration for the 8 years, and then he had another 4 years on top of that. So Bush basically was running this government, for the most part, for 12 years, I'm sorry. Then Bush, he's out, and guess what? Bill Rockefeller Clinton, Jefferson Clinton, he comes in to continue increasing. The winds were now continuing to increase. By the time that George Jr. got in, you get one of the big plans, 9/11. And then they go ahead and drop the NDAA on us, the National Defense Authorization Act. And they had the perfect opportunity to tell the American people, there's a big boogeyman out there. We need to protect ourselves from the boogeyman. Terrorists internationally, coming from the Middle East, coming from Afghanistan, Pakistan, truly they're coming now. And we have to protect the American citizens. But according to a book written by James Bamford in 1982 called The Puzzle Palace, Bamford, as he was employed by the National Security Agency, and he stated in his book, he talked about all of the intelligence agencies, the secret agencies, the intelligence agencies, all the way going back to, I believe, when we became a nation. Eventually, he talks about the Navy intelligence, Marine, Army intelligence, Coast Guard intelligence, the Navy, all of the, and it's a dry book. If you want to really read something that is just so dry, please read The Puzzle Palace. But on the other hand, it will tell you exactly what was happening in the intelligence community in this country going all the way back from its beginning up to 1982. Later on, he continued with broadcasts. I've heard him as probably 5 years ago, he was still discussing intelligence and what was happening. But in that book, he made one major point, that who is the enemy of the government of this country? Who is the enemy of England, the enemy of Germany, France, Russia, China, the nations of the world? Who's the number one enemy of these nations? God-fearing people in those nations. People who want freedom, who want to be left alone to live their lives. The societies, the people of these nations, are the biggest problem for the governments of the world. And this country, the American people, are the enemy of the government. They're the enemy of Big Pharma. They're the enemy of every, really, foundation. The corporations. The Monsanto. Who's the real enemy? Monsanto. Why would they be an enemy? Because of what they create. They know that what they create, as far as genetically modifying food, they know what it does to humans. They make a big profit because the little mold and the bugs won't touch this stuff. Can't touch this, right? So, the enemy, the good people of this nation, always have been the enemy to this present, the past, the other administrations, going back to Teddy Roosevelt, back to Abraham Lincoln, back to George Washington, but not as much then as now. So hold on. We'll be back in just a second. Podcast 1360, KHNC.com. Rick Rodriguez will be right back.
This is Bucky Dillon, and the Liberty Revolt is back, founded on strategies to engage in the culture war and to develop a better understanding of political philosophy, policies, and their ramifications. So don't miss the Liberty Revolt Saturdays from 5 to 6 p.m. on 1360 KHNC.
At Life Choices, we are helping women and men choose life and create stable futures for their children. You can help avoid the loss of another life by going to lifechoices.org or call 303-651-2050. Extension 116 and donate. Make a difference and be a part of God's work by creating a better future for kids and families. LifeChoices.org or 303-651-2050, extension 116.
What's up, guys? Bucky Dillon here, and I am genuinely concerned about the state of affairs here at KHNC. It seems as though Jason has completely bought in to this entire flat earth thing. I don't know. Make up your own minds, but you gotta tune in starting September 7th at 3 o'clock to a series of shows that he calls The Lost History of Flat Earth on Faking the Truth. Again, that's starting September 7th. Don't miss it.
The Lost History of Flat Earth.
And let's keep praying for Jason.
Did you hear that? That's the sound of the home you want being bought by somebody else. In this red-hot market of multiple offers, at above the listing price, you need an edge. Having a pre-approval letter from the town group is almost like cash in your hand to move your offer to the front of the line. Even if you're self-employed or don't otherwise fit neatly inside the box, the three sisters at the town group know how to get you approved. And fast. After all, the town group has been saying yes when other lenders have said no since Ronald Reagan was in the White House. Make this a yes day with your pre-approval letter from the town group. Get your offer accepted on that house you want before someone else grabs it. Call 844-THINK-YES before these historically low interest rates move. Call 844-THINK-YES. That's 844-THINK-YES.
The town group at United American Mortgage, NMLS number 1713687. Subject to credit approval, some restrictions may apply.
Checker Pro Joe here. Is your attic hot? Are your electric bills high? If you answered yes to either question, tune in to the Checker Pro Radio Show every Saturday at 6 p.m. and Sundays at 11 a.m. On the show, we discuss ways to save you money and be more comfortable in your home. If your attic is hot and you're uncomfortable in your home, you may need more insulation or a solar attic fan. Call Koala Insulation at 303-327-9293. That's 303-327-9293.
We here at KHNC are looking for new conspiracy theories because all the old ones have become fact. This has been a public service announcement from KHNC.
Media won't tell you the truth. They won't tell you who these families are. They won't tell you about the connection that the United States has with England still to this day. They won't tell you, they don't want you to know how the United States government is working with the English and to rule the world still. America will rule the world. At some point, America is going to, how would I phrase it, will to even more so separate herself from England. And the Western nations, Europe, they don't know what they're messing with while they're messing with the United States of America. They think that America is one of the good old boys. That America, they know really that America isn't, but they're doing what they can to keep the peace, you might say. There will be no keeping the peace with the United States of America. The plans that are coming, that are going to come out of this country, are so diabolical that you won't believe it if I told you. It's in the Bible. Many people, they do not like me talking, bringing in the matter of the Bible. Well, if you are going to cross an ocean in the nighttime during storms, you better have all of the navigation, the equipment that you're going to need to navigate through the storms to protect yourself from the center of the heavy seas and from the reefs and the rocks and the whatever's underneath. To do that, you better have the abilities to navigate regardless of the weather, whether it's day or night. You better know that you don't navigate into either of the poles because you're going to freeze. If you don't have understand the Bible, you are not going to be able to navigate in the time coming. The nations are not going to be able to appease the government that is coming to this nation. You see what this present imposter, the power and authority, and his plans and his objectives and what he is demanding the American people do. He's not giving the American people an option. He is dictating to them. This guy is just the imposter. He's not the one that's going to really rule this nation in the short time, in the near future. The one that's going to rule this nation in the near future is going to be a person like the world has never known. But the Bible has talked about that person. It's been in the book of Revelation for 2,000 years. I could lie to you, but there's no sense in lying. Because the people really, you know, you have cancer, or you're not feeling well. Well, let's say not cancer. Let's just say you don't feel well. And you go to your doctor, your physician. Do you want him to tell you the truth, or do you want him to lie to you? Some people don't want to know the truth. Well, doc, don't tell me, but how long do I have to live? Don't tell me what I have. That's not really logical. Most people want to know so they can set their affairs in order. Well, we've been ruled by very powerful families, very wicked, evil people. We wanted to be ruled by one of the most evil people ever in the history of America, a woman by the name of Hillary Clinton, Hillary Rodham Rockefeller Clinton. But God intervened, and the world got Donald Trump. And the people in the occult went mad. They went berserk. They were infuriated. They were angry. They made a pact. We will do everything together using the devil to get this man out of office. They did exactly, basically, what the black people in Haiti did 200 years ago so that they could be free from French rule. They made a pact with the devil. We will serve the devil if you will help us remove the French from our island. And Haiti, from that point forward, has been cursed. These people, they wanted the person they wanted. And once again, you have a person that is part of a previous administration. And don't think that he was just a kind of a bystander in the corruption of the Obama administration. Absolutely not. He was carrying out the objectives of that president and the people that rule this nation and the people that are involved with the Pilgrim Society out of England. It goes deep. The rabbit hole goes deep. It has many tunnels to it. It's a maze. You have to, and the further you dig, the more you see, and you can't cannot believe how sophisticated the plan to get America to this point is. Sophisticated, unbelievable what the people in the world, in the occult world, have done to get America to the point that she's at right now. There's a world order that's coming. It's going to be ruled and directed out of this country. It's going to be hard and uncomfortable for you to believe what I'm going to tell you. But I can lie to you, but no, I'm not going to lie to you. Now, I'm putting myself out on the thin ice. The government that's coming is going to be the government of a coming Antichrist. The other people of the nations, they're looking at America. They realize, by studying American history, how corrupt. They realize how not only corrupt, but evil. Excuse me. There's an occult world. This new world order is an occult world order. It is a world order that is directed by people that are high priests in satanic orders internationally, but directed out of this country by a person that we would call Antichrist. People for 100 years have been asking, where does Antichrist come from? Who is Antichrist? Is he alive? Is he, what race is he? Well, the Bible says, I'll tell you the truth, what the scripture says. He has two races, white and black. He's biracial. It's in the Bible. You might as well know. And we'll be back in just a few minutes. The podcasts are on 1360khnc.com. And again, Monday through Thursday from 2 to 3. Be right back.
I'm about to tell you a website that will change your life forever. Go to bestcashopportunity.com and see how easily you can generate incredible amounts of cash right from your own home without having to sell anything. If you're truly serious about becoming financially free once and for all with the proven system unlike anything you've seen before, then check out the website at bestcashopportunity.com or call 720-475-2033.
Hi folks, I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC. I know it must seem like there's a million realtors out there making all kinds of promises. Want to hear my big marketing promise? I promise honest and fair dealings with all those I do business with. That may sound old-fashioned, and it is not very catchy, but it is true. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Farmland, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings. When you work with my team, we'll get the right property for you and be upfront and honest with you every step of the way. Over the years, my clients have told me just that fact alone separates us from others in the industry. If you are considering buying or selling real estate, call me, James Morgan, at 720-203-0731 or visit my website at coloradoproperties.online. No catchy slogan, just a client-first, honest real estate experience. Hit it, girls.
Keep listening to the American Freedom Network.
What's up, KHNC? I want to tell you about my friend JD with EnviroShapes Concrete, EnviroShapes at gmail.com. This is a veteran-owned business serving northern Colorado, doing driveways, sidewalks, patios, steps, and even basic stonework and masonry. So if you're interested in getting concrete work done, call EnviroShapes at 303-775-7926 or get a hold of him at EnviroShapes@gmail.com. EnviroShapes@gmail.com.
Okay, on Sunday, 8 to 11 for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program. I also talk about prophecy there in the condition of the Churches of God in America. And basically, the Churches of God in America are dysfunctional. They're still God's children, but many, for the most part, have decided that the world and the love of the world is more important than watching what's happening presently here in the world and what we're witnessing. Now, with Donald Trump, I did say a year and a half ago that Donald Trump would be the eye of a hurricane. And the hurricane reached high velocity, 175-mile-an-hour winds with Barack Obama. Through that whole administration, the corruption and the evil that was done during that administration was unbelievable. But Donald Trump would be the eye of the hurricane. And once Donald Trump was elected, you felt everything eased. The winds went down to just breezes. And I did say that after Donald Trump was illegally removed from office, the next person would take the hurricane, the second half of the hurricane, even to greater destructive forces. Well, people are wondering, well, what about Joe Biden? Because it wasn't Joe Biden that I was saying would take over. I said that eventually Barack Obama would once again resume as president of this country. Well, Donald Trump still legally is the president. He's still the legal president of this country. The imposter is there. The only one that is going to really remove Donald Trump is and replace Donald Trump in the Bible is Barack Obama. That prophecy is in Revelation chapter 17, verse 10. There it's a riddle of 10 of 7 kings. There are 7 kings who rule. There are 7 kings, but there are 8 administrations. The 8th administration will be an administration of one of the 7 kings, and I say it will be Barack Obama. The reason I'm telling you that now is many people I know, and I believe this, I've not changed my thoughts on this, even though Joe Biden is in there, I don't recognize him as the legal president of this country. I still say, and it's going to be proven, and they're trying to prove that Donald Trump is still the legal president. And people don't want to hear it. That's okay. But once Barack Obama comes back, then the prophecy of Revelation chapter 17, verse 10 will be fulfilled. And people will recognize that, yes, Joe Biden was the imposter. He was just the one filling in, but he was not the rightful person to sit in the White House. So that's, I'm dumping a lot on you, a little bit heavy today, because with this matter of what is happening with this global plan for these inoculations, this is a situation that, and I'm going to probably talk about it tomorrow, a situation that you cannot ignore. And the reason you can't ignore it is because of the address that Joe Biden gave to the American people, basically telling the American people, you will be inoculated. Those that are not inoculated are the enemy of America. They are the ones who are going to destroy the country. This is demonic. It is a satanic CIA plan, the propaganda, and it's very powerful. It is working. You who have not taken the vaccinations are being demonized. You who will not go along with the program are being demonized. You who are conservatives are being demonized. If you're Christians, you're being demonized. This is a war on God. It's a straight-out Antichrist war against God. And the Bible says in Revelation, the book of Revelation, there would be a war against God by the children of the devil at the end of the age, in the time in which we're in. The people that, as I began the program today, talking about these powerful families, They have increased their power. They may not, Hillary may not be in the spotlight. Bill, George Jr., they may not, Barack Obama, they may not be in the spotlight. But please don't think, don't assume that they are not in power still doing their evil. Who invested heavily in Pfizer? Bill? Bill Clinton and his wife? I'm going to lose my thought here, but I'm going to get it back. They invested heavily in Pfizer, in the stock. Why? Because they're part of the working, they are still working with the English. This is why Fauci, they find out that Fauci was spending this vast amount of money to fund the vaccination research and development in Wuhan. These people work together. They haven't gone away. They've gotten more powerful. Now they know that once Donald Trump is out, they know that they have to move as quickly as possible. And I think they have reached the point now where they have the momentum to interfere with, stop forever coming elections in this country. I'm not saying this 2022 election is going to not take place. I just know that it's not going to be effective like it should be. But I know at some point, according to the book of Revelation, that once this coming Antichrist comes to power, there will be no more elections. There will be only appointments, and the appointments will be made by him. This is why I present this to you, so you'll have it in your thinking. I'll be right back.
Come hang out with us this Friday from 6 to 8. Meet the faces on the other side of the radio broadcast as we resume our Friday night events. In fact, this week, we're having a movie night. We are redefining what it means to flatten the curve by hosting the lost history of Flat Earth. Right here, come hang out, get some free flat pizza this week, and flat pancakes the week after that for our Friday night movie night, 6 to 8 p.m. Question everything.
Reasons to Own Gold. Brought to you by the Patriot Trading Group at allamericangold.com. Reason number 647.
Most people don't even know that the courts have already ruled. Once money is deposited into the bank owns the money, and the depositor is merely an unsecured creditor of the bank. Which means if the bank goes under, you get paid last. After the financial crisis, instead of breaking up too big to fail, the government and the Federal Reserve created Dodd-Frank and made too big to fail banks even bigger while putting your deposits more at risk. I'm Joe Jaquin, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group. To learn more, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592.
It is not because men have made laws that life, liberty, and property exist. On the contrary, it is because life, liberty, and property existed beforehand that men made laws in the first place. What then is law? It is the collective organization of the individual right to lawful defense and punishing injustice. Frederick Bastiat, The Law.
Song I wrote, you might want to sing it note for note.
Don't worry,
be happy. In every life we have some.
All right, well, here, this is my last segment. I have a program planned for today. I I don't have time to go to get to it now. Darn. Well, I had a plan today. I have all my notes in front of me, and I'm not going to get to it. Well, I guess that's, we'll just have to let me finish out. So, with these crime families, now they are so powerful that they are going to take this country in the direction that they stated they were going to take America in. Yes, they're the matter of the environmental, the green movement is going to become more powerful. The nations that will not go along with this supposed green movement, which is only a transfer, it's a great sucking sound of the finances of the world going into the pockets of these small group of lords. And I use the word L-O-L, capital L, small 0-R-D-S. They are not the Lord, capital L-O-R-D-S, that who is the Lord of all lords. But the great sucking sound, the wealth of the nations of the world, and the land and the property of the people that have been able to own property in the world, are going to go back to them. They're going to control it all. They're very powerful. Their plan, God is allowing them to go forward with their plans. Eventually, the whole world will see who they are. And what we as people are to do is, I say personally, the number one thing, most importantly, is the people of the world need to pray that they individually be protected, that God give them a way to make it from day to day to day and year to year. And to resist, I'm not talking about resisting in the sense of picking up arms, anything like that. I'm just saying that talk to your friends, talk to your families, inform them, continue to let them know this vaccination, it's changing the DNA, and excuse me, it's changing the DNA. What is happening cannot be reversed. Again, it is in the Bible. I talked a little bit about it last week. I talked about it on Sunday on my Olive Tree program. I'm going to talk about it more. So on Sundays from 8 to noon, 8 to 11, excuse me, from 8 to 11 on Sunday, and then presently, for the rest of this month, from noon to 1, and then every day on this program, 2 to 3, for the present truth. Also, again, if you want to support me, support this hour or these 4 hours during the week, I don't want changes in the future. I enjoyed the open forum. There had to be a few changes. I don't want, this is a hot time of the day for listeners to tune in. You're awake, you're out, you're doing things in the afternoon. So I want to stay on the air. So if you want to support this program, let Jason know at the station. And then I'll be back tomorrow. And I'll try to get to my notes. We'll see what happens. So talk to you tomorrow. God bless this audience. Be safe. Don't take the vaccination if you want to be what.
Come hang out with us this Friday from 6 to 8. Meet the faces on the other side of the radio broadcast as we resume our Friday night events. In fact, this week, we're having a movie night. We are redefining what it means to flatten the curve by hosting the lost history of Flat Earth. Right here, come hang out, get some free flat pizza this week, and flat pancakes the week after that for our Friday night movie night, 6 to 8 p.m. Question everything.
Hi, this is Brett King, Glass Doctor of Greeley, Colorado. 970-616-3100. We take care of all of your home, auto, and business glass needs. Home glass repair, shower doors, mirrors, storefronts, window replacement. Come find us at 6310 West 10th Street in Greeley, Colorado. And don't forget your auto glass and heavy equipment. Again, Brett King, Glass Doctor of Greeley, 970-616-3100.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.